From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, and the Airport Director, submitting an informational report regarding 2010 airport statistics. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
The debate.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I wanted to give you all a recap on what happened in 2010 real briefly. We have a little PowerPoint here at the airport. As you know, the airport is part of the Department of Public Works and is in the enviable position of getting all of its revenues from the users of the airport to pay for its day-to-day operations. It doesn't require property taxes for its operations or capital development. The 2010 profile. In September 2009, coming off of the economic issues, we had 12 straight months of declining passenger numbers, but come December 2010, we had 16 straight months of record growth. And you can see those percentages for the year 2010. At the end of 2010, we increased our traffic 24%, which was one of the fastest growing airports in the country as a result. Over the last 15 years, you can see the markers of the 5.2 million in 95 and the 6 million in 2000 and 8 and 9 million passengers in 2010. After 2000, we entered a recession in summer of 2001. Of course, the tragedy of 9/11 exacerbated that. But amazingly, we grew in 2002 and have been on a record growth since then. These are by decades, which I think is interesting because you can see by every 10 years the growth curve that is occurring over those 10-year increments. Again, over the many years, you can see these markers of heading 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 million passengers in those years shown. In 2009, we had 199 departures per day, and in 2010, 240 departures per day. And 14.8 thousand seats in 2009, 17.4 thousand seats in 2010, daily airline seats. Importantly, nonstop service, which is so very valuable to business travelers and leisure travelers both, 48 cities in 2009, up to 55 cities in 2010. That's about double what airports of our market usually have. In fact, in 2009, we were the 45th largest airport in the country. You can see the airports that were near us in size, Cleveland, Oakland, Nashville, Pittsburgh. But in 2010, we estimate that we will leap up to about the 35th largest airport in the country, eclipsing those airports shown. The airline landscape is changing, as you know. This was the airlines that served Milwaukee in 2009, but Frontier and Midwest have now joined up as Frontier Airlines. And in 2010, this is what it looks like. And then we continue to see some mergers and acquisitions. Southwest AirTran, of course, will merge, and Delta United. Delta Northwest emerged, United and Continental. So the country is really going to have 6 to 7 major airlines with some niche carriers on the side. Those are pretty pictures. market shares of in 2009 of the airlines, you can see Midwest, had 34%, Northwest 13, AirTran 23 and growing, and then Southwest came to the market in late 09 with a 1.5% market share. 2010, though, you can see the changes with the Frontier-Midwest merger at 30.5%. AirTran, in December 2010, took over as market leader with 32%. Delta's number four, 14%, and Southwest, 8.6%. And then all others. But you can deduce, then, when Southwest and AirTran merge, they will be the prominent, dominant airline at Milwaukee with 40%, give or take, depending on what they do. And then Frontier, a close second with 30%. Delta will be third with 14%. Our top destinations from Milwaukee, these are the most popular departure cities that people fly to nonstop. O&D is origin and destination passengers. Those are passengers that actually get on and off an airplane here and not transfer. And that number is 7.7 million total passengers that got on or off an airplane. But look at the transfer passengers. Those are the people who are just changing planes in Milwaukee. Significant increase in that. 2 million passengers are changing planes here, either on AirTran or Frontier. And then there's some interline connectivity going on, too. You know, when you go onto Orbitz or Travelocity, sometimes you'll find multiple airlines to get to a destination because of the way they book those seats. And so we get some of that, too, where people actually go from Delta to AirTran. And so that's when you add the O&D to the transfer, you come up with the 9.8 million passenger total count for Milwaukee in 2010. Look at us compared to the other Wisconsin airports. Going from right to left, Milwaukee, Dane County, Green Bay, Appleton, Mosinee, La Crosse, Rhinelander, and Eau Claire. So we totally are dominant in the state. What?
Well, of course.
Okay, keep going. Wrap it up.
Although Dane County the airport director makes more than I do, I'll just point there.
Are you done with this report now?
I just had to say that. Okay, even though we're seven times larger. Anyway, look at air freight. Air freight is kind of an economic indicator of things, although it's not, anything that you can put on, validate. But we've always seen it somewhat mirror the economy, and it looks like it's coming back. And that's of course a lot of manufacturing goes through air freight, so starting to come back a little bit in 2010. Again, cargo compared to the other Wisconsin airports.
Surprised you didn't put Timmerman Field in there.
It doesn't show.
Yeah.
Couple of pictures of our latest concessions that have been added in, which have increased customer satisfaction at the airport significantly, because now we have more variety and more options for people to eat and shop. There's the airport.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Item number seven.